Giants Post Game Live, everybody, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the New York Giants, right here for you on MSG. How you doing, everybody? I am Russ Salzberg, and for the fifth week in a row, the Giants prevail by the score of 22-16, improving their record to 7-3, maintaining sole possession of second place in the NFC East. Joining me today, my colleagues are David Deal, Jeff Eagles, and Monty Toomer. But right now, we'll go right down to Paul Dottino with Damon Harrison. His nickname is Snacks.
Well, Snacks, the defense had to shut it down again in the final minute. You guys are getting pretty good at this. What's the secret?
Just they brought in a group of guys and had a group of guys over from last year who's just no nonsense. We wouldn't tolerate anything but excellence, and we're still not there yet. But as long as we're striving to get there, we're going to have our bumps in the road. But I'm proud of the way this group fought back. I think they may have had like 90 yards rushing in the first half, and then those guys came out in the second half, man, and shut it down. And that's something you admire. And, you know, our coaching staff had a great game plan. We just had to execute.
Once again, the defensive line picking up that pass rush. Yeah. And I know you were a part of that, too.
OV stole my sack, man. It was a couple times he came in there, he stole my sack. But, no, it's great to see those guys finally get the sacks. You know, I watch them work every day, so I know sacks aren't everything. But I know at their position that's the number that everybody glorifies. So it's fun to watch them. Everybody from Hank to Oa, JPP, everybody. It's just fun to watch them.
Thank you so much, Snacks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. All right, Paul Dottino. And as Snacks just said, they're not there yet. We were just talking. They have not played a complete game yet, but if we all would have signed up prior to the season, would you have taken 7-3 after 10 games? We all would have said in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. You have to give them a lot of credit for the way that they played today, especially the defense, being able to close out the game. And you saw in the first half, they were able to affect the quarterback, but Jay Cutler was able to make some plays improvisational with his feet. But then what happened in the second half? They started to maintain lane discipline, making sure they were closing from the outside in, being more stymie on first and second down. And you saw in the fourth quarter them being able to get the sack production that they needed. And once again, Landon Collins, what an unbelievable season that he's having. There's no doubt that right now he is the defensive MVP. But like you said, we have not yet seen a Giants team win offense, defense, and special teams in harmony and put together a complete game.
Without question.
Well, listen, you know, when you go back and look at the offseason and what the Giants did, they brought in Snacks Harrison, they brought in Olivier Vernon for this reason and this reason only, to get after the quarterback. The last 2 weeks against the Bengals, they close out another close game that these Giants keep playing in. And also, you look at it tonight, looking for the offense to try to do a little bit of work. They sputter a little bit, but you know what, guys? This defense continues to play well, and you can rely on them to close out a game and win a close one.
Yeah, and the offense is doing just enough to give their defense the opportunity to dominate games. But what I'd like to see is the fact that there's some improvisational going on with the Giants. That big play to Victor Cruz was a play that I thought was seeing Eli in his best element, improv. And I think that was one of the best big plays of this game.
Well, quick feet by Eli on that one.
Without question. All right, from here outside of MetLife, let's now go back inside Paul Dottino with Rashad Jennings.
Rashad, you told me during the week you thought me able to get the power running game going. You sure did. It was really important today.
Absolutely important, man, especially when the weather started to turn. The big guys was able to fight all day and make sure they got body on body and penetrate and get it back some good creases. And, you know, we was able to do it in all four quarters. We didn't finish how we wanted to, but we got a great defense over there to help bail us out.
How much of a factor was this wind? You can see it. It's still kicking up right now.
This wind factor? Oh, it's huge. You know, when you got the wind blowing, and obviously you see two extra points missed because of the wind, you know, it plays
and
a factor.
And a field goal.
Yeah.
Three extra points and a field goal.
It makes a big difference in the game. And that's when you got to be able to run and pound and rely on the big guys up front.
Rashad Jennings, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
All right, Paul Dottino with Rashad Jennings. Dave, let me ask you, the running game is not there yet, but it's certainly come a long way since a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, obviously 21 for 85 for Rashad Jennings. But on the day, the thing that you like to see this offense continuing to try to do is to have a balanced attack. 29 runs, 38 passes. We're seeing that they're now able to control the time of possession up front, really control the line of scrimmage. But also, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, is Rashad Jennings the starter for this football team? He's now showing his durability down the stretch like he did last season. But let's face it, November, now it's getting cold. This team has got to do a better job of running the football even more, and Paul Perkins will be that key element.
All right. As we said, 22-16, Giants the final. They win for the fifth week in a row, improving their record to 7-3. Now let's take care of some business, folks. You got to remember, Giants fans, make sure you go to Adorama.com/Giants for your chance to win a Lenovo IdeaPad Y700 gaming notebook computer with Intel Core 17 inside. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. You're watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz here on MSG. Welcome back once again to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, your luxury automobile of the New York Giants, right here on MSG. You see a happy crowd outside of MetLife, and for good reason. Giants prevail by the score of 22-16, improving their record to 7-3. All right, guys, we have Coach McAdoo yet? No, we don't have him. Let's talk a little bit about the weather conditions, because I was on a field for a good hour prior to the game. I was with Jerry Reese and owner John Mara, and we looked at the weather and the wind, and everybody said it's going to have a major impact on the kicking game. Sure enough, it did. Three missed extra points and a field goal.
Well, you and I were talking up in the press box, and at pregame, you're getting an idea what's happening with these kickers. You know, sometimes you just got to go with what you got out there. And today, you know, the two extra points right at the beginning of the football game, you always know about those extra points. They're going to come back to haunt you once in a while. But you know, it's important that the return game, guys getting their hands on the football. And I will tell you one thing: the big return by Harris at the start of the third quarter really turned this game around. They were able to go down there and score a touchdown. But more importantly, the special teams makes a huge difference. And Toom, you know, we were talking about this in the press box, catching punts, field them. You got to go back to technique and fundamentals in that situation.
Yeah, technique and fundamentals. And Harris had some, you know, he's been doing well. And in these wind conditions, you do the best you can. But the way you do it is you square up on the ball, because if it moves, you'll be able to move with it equally with your shoulder square. Now, if you come at it at an angle and it moves the wrong way back towards you, it hit off your face mask, and that will happen. But the special teams, I think four of the wind conditions, they played okay. But I think one thing we were talking about, Russ, in the press box as well, is the game doesn't look much different to the fans. They look at the game, it looks exactly the same. But the wind on the field really hurts the quarterback, especially a quarterback like Eli. It doesn't have the tightest spiral. Jay Cutler was able to make the ball fly through the air pretty well because he throws a much tighter spiral. But it was to catch the ball, anything in the game besides running is a completely different animal than anything they've experienced up to this point in the season.
As an offensive lineman, you love the weather like
this.
This is optimal because this is a time where running the football is where you can take over the game in the third and fourth quarter by breaking down defenses and breaking down players individually. So having this cold weather, having the wind, I used to love playing it. Snee, O'Hara, we used to love this because you could literally start taking the will away from defenses, and that's what you need to do in the second half.
Well, he loves it so much, but now he's complaining because he doesn't have a hat on.
He got nice hair. Don't want to mess up that nice hair.
Well, let's talk about that, sticking with the weather conditions. All right, right now, let's go back down to Paul Dottino.
You have nice hair.
Thank you so much, guys. And Marshall Newhouse joins me here downstairs in the coaches' club. And, you know, you have really done some yeoman work the last couple of weeks, being forced to come in the way you were last week. And then, of course, you got knocked out of the game here for a moment today and came back in. A lot of credit to you for being ready and being able to produce like that.
Well, I appreciate it. I take pride in just being a professional and being able to fight through stuff and doing what I can to help the team win. So
we have talked about how you're primarily a tackle, but have had to play guard here because the team needs you there. Yeah. The unfamiliarity of that spot, how difficult is it, especially given the spots you've been put in here, and how much credit do you also give to your coaching staff in preparation for it?
Yeah, plenty of credit to the coaches and my teammates for picking me up. It's definitely a rough transition, especially being a tackle most of my career. But, you know, they were called on me, and I've just been doing everything I can to prepare and play and just know that it's not going to be pretty, but I'm going to play hard, and hopefully the rest will take care of itself.
A lot have been made about the Bengals' defensive front. A lot have been made about the 25 sacks the Bears had coming into today. But you guys did a darn good job keeping Eli upright. What was the key? Was it continuity? Was it aggression? Was it physicality? What happened?
I mean, it's a little bit of everything. You know, it takes the receivers, you know, getting open. It takes Eli finding them and getting the ball out. And it takes us on the O-line communicating well. So I think we did all that pretty well today. There was obviously some moments we wish we could have back, but we just want to get better at. But we got the win. That's all that matters. But it's definitely a team effort. It sounds cliche, but it's the truth.
All right, final question. Fourth down once again. Ben McAdoo going for a fourth down with your offense on the field, coming up big with the clutch conversion. What are you guys thinking when he makes those kinds of calls?
I mean, as a team, we respond to it because a coach having that much confidence in us as players to convert those fourth downs is huge. Those type of moments that set you apart and help you continue on a winning path. So we're all for it. And we're just hoping to come through for him.
Washington Newhouse, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
You. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, Paul Dottino and Washington Newhouse. And maybe, you know, maybe if the Giants continue to have success this season, they will call this the 4th-and-2 season for Big Blue. Right now, though, let's take care of some business. Guests of our post-game show here receive a gift certificate to Ben and Jack's, located on 5th Avenue at 28th Street in Manhattan. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere, we're talking about Ben and Jack's. It will surpass your expectations of what a steakhouse should be. Lots more coming up. Head coach Ben McAdoo in a victorious press conference. So stay right where you are. Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz. Watching a happy crowd outside of MetLife Stadium for good reason as the Giants prevail by the score of 22-16 for their 5th win in a row. Welcome back, everybody, to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz here on MSG. Right now, from outside the stadium, let's go back inside, hear what Coach Ben McAdoo has to say.
Tale of two halves today. I'm proud of the way the guys responded at halftime. 13-0 in the second half. We came out with the fire burning. We still have a lot of work to do. We realize that, and we look forward to doing it. We'll open it up for questions.
What do you attribute the difference defensively first half versus second half?
That's a good question. We'll go back. We'll take a look at the film. We made some adjustments at halftime, but I think we played inspired football there in the second half from a defensive standpoint.
Message at halftime?
Just stay the course. You know, live and learn from the first half, flush the first half, and get back out there and play your tail off in the second half. And we'll like where we'll be at the end of the ball game.
How important was it for you to stop them at the end of the first half? You know, they could have made it a two-possession game, but you guys stopped them.
Yeah, I mean, every possession in these ball games is important when it comes down to the end. Everything seems to count.
Talking about the signature in the first quarter, 4th and 2, you went for it for the first touchdown, you kept on going.
Yeah, you know, we thought it was going to be one of those types of ball games that when you're on the fringe area, whether you kick a field goal, whether you go for it, we need to go for it on more fourth downs today than maybe normal. I'm not sure how many we ended up going for, 2 maybe, but yeah, we have confidence in the guys and to be able to punch it in there, so going for it on fourth down seemed pretty natural.
How'd you have to factor the wind in today?
Yeah, it was very tough to handle the ball. I mean, even that last punt that we got off, you saw how wing, it was a tough catch. I mean, catching the snaps today was even a challenge for those guys in the punt game. But the kicking game was a challenge today. The pass game was a challenge. And it was nice not to turn the ball over today, even in a game like this where the elements factor.
Victor Cruz had that 48 catch. What happened on that play? I assume it was improvised.
Yeah, it was. We just converted into a scramble drill there. Eli came in, stepped up, came out of the pocket. Victor reacted, and they had some nice chemistry on the play.
What about the big plays that Landon has been able to make, Coach?
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, Landon came up for us big again today. You know, anytime you can end the game on a play like that, that's encouraging. Sideline was fired up. We were fired up for Landon. He made a heck of a play.
Fourth down, maybe on the one of the first touchdown. Did you decide to go for it right there on fourth down, or were you already thinking ahead?
I was going to take a look at the sticks.
Coach, 2 missed extra points for Robbie today. Have you guys talked to him at all, see what was wrong?
We'll address it, and we'll move on. It was a tough day to kick the football.
Did you
attribute that to the wind, or was there something in the hold or the
sound? We'll go back. We'll look at it. We'll talk about everything. But the wind obviously was a factor every time you had to play in a kicking game today.
Consider going for two in either of those situations, or one of the touchdown situations because of the
win? We considered it, yes.
Three straight games at home, you won them all. How much did the team progress over these 3 weeks here?
You know, it was nice to get three wins. It's nice to play in front of the home fans. You know, they were great. They were fired up today. Inspired the defense there in the second half. And, you know, we look forward to this week getting ready to go back on the road. A road trip will be good for us.
It's five-game win streak. How does it feel?
It was good to get the win today. We only played once this week. We had a good week of preparation on a short week, and it was nice to see it pay off here in the second half.
You're 7-3 after 10 games. How would you describe the position you got?
Yeah, we were 1-0 this week. We like where we were. We liked how we finished the ball game today with a win, and we'll get ready for next week starting tomorrow.
How much do you think the play of the defense right now is kind of, you know, inspiring the offense to continue to elevate against play?
I think that, you know, the defense didn't want to play the way, you know, the way it unfolded in the first half. And they got it fixed at halftime. They came out. They played inspired football in the second half. The offense came out of the tunnel, too, with some energy and punched it in twice. That was encouraging to see. And, you know, we believe all three phases have the capability to step up and make plays in the ball game to help us win.
All right, that was head coach Ben McAdoo on his team's 22-16 victory for their fifth in a row, improving their record to 7-3. Somebody asked Ben about, you're going to speak to Robbie Gould, what's wrong? Now, listen, I don't know if Robbie Gould is going to be the answer to their kicking game, but I do know this. The first one was clearly the win, and the second one, which we never got to see again on a replay, it looked to me it was either a bad snap or a problem with the hold, so I mean, let's not hang Robbie Gould out to dry after this one.
And Ben was also talking about, you know, what we're talking about is this, the hold. You know, and he said the holds were bad and also were tough in this wind conditions and also the kicks.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, it's not every day you're able to go out and practice in this stuff. That's the problem. And when you get forced into a game like this, you got to be able to handle a situation. But you certainly cannot sit there and think that there's going to be a perfect situation that's going to happen every time in this game. They missed field goals. The other team did. Missed extra points. But, you know, the bottom line is the Giants went out and won a football game despite having those errors. And one thing that the Giants did today for the first time in a long time that they have not done, that's turn the football over.
And one of the things that was just talked about during that was going for it on fourth down twice.
Because
again,
of that,
I feel more comfortable about the Giants going on fourth down for it than they are on third down. Once again, still having struggles in the third down. 5 of 14 today. That is something that needs to be fixed. But when they are in those third and longs, those third and eights, third and nines, those are the ones that they're really having a tough time converting.
All right, one guy who had himself a monster game today was number 54, Olivier Vernon. You're going to be hearing from him coming up. So stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. All right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, everybody. Presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the New York Giants, right here for you on MSG. Right now, let's go back inside the stadium, in the locker room, hear what number 54, Olivier Vernon, had to say.
I mean, we got a lot of confidence in everybody on the squad. For right now, I say our identity is unknown right now. You know, we still got to go week in, week out. And notch these wins.
When you're on the field at the end there, though, before the Collins pick, given how this season has gone for your defense and kind of sealing these wins, though, is there an added element of we're going to get it done again?
Being consistent, you know, that's the biggest thing that we've tried to work on during the whole offseason and coming to training camp and leading up to this point right now. And consistency is the key. You know, as long as we stay consistent, we're going to be all right.
How did you guys turn it up from a slow start as a defense to what you did in the second half?
Yeah, nobody wants to start slow, you know, and our halftime adjustments, you know, coaches made some good halftime adjustments, and, you know, and that was it. You know, all we had to do was stick to our game plan, really. You know, they weren't doing anything different that we never seen on film. That was just on us. We got to start faster.
Fun defense to play in, the way you guys are so aggressive and getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, you got to make it fun. You got to make it fun. You know, Spag, he's calling the right plays. You know, everybody's confident in, you know, within each other. And that's the biggest part of growing a defense, you know, and everybody just on the same page.
Olivier Vernon saying you got to make it fun. Best way to make it fun is come up with a big performance. OV did that this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, when he talks about confidence and consistency, you know, the Giants didn't get off to a great start in that first quarter, allowing the Bears to go down there and score. But, you know, the adjustments that they made in the second half certainly is showing that this defense can play that the way that they want to. And he said that Spags is confident in making these guys and the calls they do. Olivier Vernon, talk about making adjustments. You see Olivier Vernon moving down inside where he normally plays outside. They bring Kennard and put him on the outside. So just those little change-ups and what he's doing. And really, today, what a play he had on a – it wasn't a sack. It was a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. This guy has penetration. You could see that he's getting more comfortable and comfortable with Steve Spagnuolo's defense.
And remember something else. He also broke his hand in the first game of the season, so it's taken him a little while to get going, but he has indeed done that. Now let's go back to the podium and hear what the quarterback, number 10, Eli Manning, has to say.
Yeah, you know, it can be tough. You know, the first half I thought it wasn't too bad. You kind of got gust at times there in the second half, especially the fourth quarter got pretty constant with the wind. So it was just one of those days. It was going to be tough to get the ball down the field. You know, it was your throws, you wanted to have a little zip on it. And you know, it's tough to throw deep stuff and you know, long outbreaking routes. So I thought we did a good job kind of keeping things over the middle more. You know, try to just clean shots. When you start trying to throw over people and put touch on it, that's when the wind can really affect it. So we didn't have too many of those throws.
The scramble that you had where you hit Victor for 48, was there a head nod? Is there a signal? How does he know to go when you're scrambling?
Yeah, we kind of talk about scramble drills, and everybody has their assignments. He did a good job kind of feeling some people underneath him and him, you know, taking it up. So, that's Victor. He's been in those situations before. We've done that, and big time play right there. Getting the scramble, getting down there, and end up leading to the touchdown that took the lead right there.
Two more huge fourth down conversions today. How much more confident do you guys feel now going for it on fourth down these days after 2 weeks of?
Yeah, fourth down. We kind of knew going in this to this game. Even McAdoo before the game told me maybe expect if we get it, you know, into that, you know, around the, you know, 30-yard line or so, be going for it on fourth down some because it's going to be tough, you know, possibly kicking field goals and with the wind. And so kind of had that mindset, you know, if we could get into fourth and manageable situations, good chance we might go for it on a few of them. So, obviously the first one was huge. Hit Sterling Shepard, a little crossing route, which led to a touchdown. Next one we just got a field goal off of, but that's just, hey, whatever the situation, I think, it's not, you know, guys don't get nervous. They get excited about the opportunity to continue a drive.
Three straight wins at home. It's unusual to have a three-game homestead. What does that mean for this team going forward?
Yeah, you know, we knew we had to take advantage of that opportunity. And having three home games is rare. And, obviously we win all three of them. That's big. That's what we had to do and took care of it. So now we go, you know, we got two road games. And we got to, you know, continue to handle business. So I'm just proud of the way the guys are finding ways to win. Every game's been a little different. They've all been close. They've all come down, you know, to the last series. And so, you know, offense, defense, everybody's stepping up and doing their part to get wins.
All right, quarterback Eli Manning. Imani, let me ask you, there was a lot of talk there about the big play to number 80, Victor Cruz. You know, on a broken play, how important is that? It looked like they were communicating on the field as the Giants' all-time leading receiver. How important is that to be able to maintain communication when all is not going well?
Especially when you try to, in the weather conditions like this with the wind blowing, you have to manufacture big plays. And sometimes it's not going to be drawn up. It's going to be a feel thing. And the fact that Victor Cruz has been on the field a lot with Eli Manning and knows that, you know, when you're the guy on the outside of the scramble drill, you don't come back down to the ball. You go deep. And that's exactly what he did. And Eli was on the exact same page. You know, I think managing a game like this in these type of wind conditions is what separates a quarterback like Eli from most. It doesn't look pretty, but he even throws the deep balls deep just for effect, just to loosen up the defense so some of those balls that he talked about going over the middle
are going to be open because defensive backs are going to think, well, this guy's going to even throw the ball when the weather is like this deep. So this is an important game for Eli to kind of stretch the defense and allow all the other stuff in the middle to really take hold. And that's what happened today.
And you have to give Eli a lot of credit. Most starts among active NFL players right now with 193 straight. That is an unbelievable accomplishment. And you look at today's game, they didn't give up a sack offensively by the offensive line, but he was hit and he had some pressures. And his ability to maintain poise, have that pocket awareness of where to move, where to go into the pocket, not have any costly mistakes, no interceptions today, and continue to lead this football team. I will tell you what, when you see this offense, when they will be able to put all things together, when they're able to get the running game going, he has complete control of where he wants to go with the football, and he does an unbelievable job as we continue to see spreading the football around.
Well, while they're still getting it together, 22-16 Giants was the result today. Win number 5 in a row, improving their record to 7-3. A big part of that 5-game winning streak is number 21, Landon Collins. You'll be hearing from him shortly. But right now, what do you say we take a look at the Giants programming coming up this week on the MSG Networks? Giants postgame live, presented by Mercedes-Benz here on MSG. I don't know what Paul Perkins is doing there, peekaboo ICU, but whatever it is, hey, it's always good to have fun, especially when you have a 5-game winning streak. And a man really having a lot to do with that 5-game winning streak is number 21, Landon Collins. Let's go down to the podium, hear what Landon has to say.
Just execution, played out defense, sound and technique, and everybody's coming before their job and do their job and not try to do nobody else's job.
Certain conversation at halftime to get you guys to focus to get to that execution?
That was the conversation. Do your job and do your job to your excellent ability, and everybody else going to follow behind you.
Take us through that final play where you made the interception. What did you see from that? Third and 29. What were you expecting, and what did you get from the Chicago offense?
We definitely were expecting a deep ball or a screen, but they went deep. They needed the first down or get the score. But on the play, last week we got me and Jackrabbit got beat on a dig and go by AJ, but they didn't throw it. He almost got it out there, and they ran the same thing, but this time it was out and up. And I just sat back there and waited on it. I mean, it's no purpose of me playing close to the line of scrimmage when it's, I would say, 30 and 20, right? So just played back, saw that, and the ball just sailed, and I just came underneath and caught it.
The
affected the game tremendously. I mean, that's a great tight end. He's their go-to guys in certain situations. And I mean, I hope he's better and gets better. I mean, that's a fantastic player. But when he went out the game, I mean, it's a game changer. He really Cutler didn't have really not many people to go to.
So Cincinnati tried that play last week.
Yeah, but they did a dig and go. They did a dig and go. He went. They did a Chicago did an out and up.
He
threw it, but he was under pressure, so it went to the ground.
So you think they were taking advantage of something they saw?
Yeah, it's a copycat league. So, I mean, if you see something on film, you think you could get somebody beat on it again, you're definitely going to run it again.
Number 21, Landon Collins, a rising Imani, big-time star in this league. And I'll tell you, sir, he knows just what he wants to do. He studies the game. He is, like you said, the MVP, certainly on defense for this season.
Yeah. And he's improved. I mean, because when he came in, and the first knock on him his rookie year was he was just a box safety that couldn't cover. And now he's come up with 4 weeks in a row with an interception. He just shows you the maturation of a player. And the guy coming from Alabama, playing for Nick Saban, you knew that he was going to, you know, be able to take the criticism, be able to take the coaching, and turn it into something positive. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a mature player who's probably the best safety in the league in terms of being able to tackle and being able to intercept the ball and change games. And he's he was closed out the game today, so I mean, you can't ask much more out of a, a second-year safety out of Alabama.
And really, when you look at Landon Collins, what he did last year, 16 games starting, that's only helping him in his ninth game this season. And one thing I like about Landon Collins, it just seems to me that the guy gets better and better, and he's well-coached, and he's willing to learn from what these coaches are telling him and put him in good spots, because those interceptions, they come from being in the right place at the right time. It's not by luck. And for the guy to go out there as young as he is, taking on a small leadership role, it's very important for that defense.
All right. Well, folks, you want to stick around. A lot more coming up. You want to hear from who is the toughest player of the game, driven by the Hess toy truck. And don't forget, you are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the New York Giants, right here for you on MSG. All right, it is now time, folks, to reveal the toughest player of the game, driven by the Hess toy truck. And today's player of the game is number 90, Jason Pierre-Paul. There you see the stats, 5 tackles, 4 solo, 1 pass defense, 3 quarterback hits, and 2.5 sacks. Jason Pierre-Paul is the Hess toy truck player of the game. And speaking of Jason Pierre-Paul, let's go down and hear what JPP has to say.
Yeah, you know, offense keep us in there. You know, score points. We're gonna, you know, make sure, you know, we hold them down. You know, and that's what we did. You know, we never panicked at all. You know, we knew what we had to get done, and you know, all week Coach Spags preached it. You know, Coach McAdoo preached it. All the coaches really preached it. You know. We got, you know, as a unit, we got a couple of things to clean up, but, you know, we're going to take care of those things.
Do you guys like being on the field with the game on the line? The way
it don't matter, you know, offense or defense, you know, we have faith in both, so even special teams. So.
What was the mindset in the huddle there at the end when they got to the 30-yard line?
Can't score. Buckle down. You know, I even told some guys when it's time to bull up, you know what I mean, it's on us, you know, and guys respond, you know. I responded myself, so, you know, I can't just do the talking, you know, I got to show up, so. You know, and we came out with a win, guys.
You like it.
All right, that was Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, David, I think we all take for granted, we forget what happened to this young man, you know, a couple of July 4th ago, blew up his hand. He has come back in a big-time way. Last year it took him a little time, but he's been terrific this season.
Yeah, he really has, and you have to give him a lot of credit by the way that he is continuing to improve each and every week. Think about the impact plays that he's had this season. Go back to the Eagles game, the blocked field goal, all the pressures that he put up against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now this was where he put everything together. 2.5 sacks, a forced fumble, unfortunately, that the Giants didn't recover. But he is having so much impact on this football team. Now he's putting together the numbers of not just affecting the quarterback with pressures, but 2.5 sacks.
I think what he's shown to everybody that he is a very, very prideful football player. I mean, the way he's come back and the way he's contributed has been terrific. All right, we've got a lot more coming up. Jonathan Casillas, you'll hear from him in our next segment. But right now, it is a reminder, don't forget that this Tuesday night, 11 p.m. on MSG, is going to be Giants Life, this week featuring Dominic Rogers-Cromartie.
Oh, wait, hold on. What you doing?
Wait, hold on. Y'all, hold on. What's going on here, man? What's going on?
I'm going to take y'all a little walk through the hallway, man. This time facility where we work at, you feel me?
You guys need a pretty face in here? Y'all need a pretty face in here?
Yeah. Hey, come sit down.
And welcome back, everybody, to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, your official luxury automobile of the New York Giants, right here for you on MSG. There you take a look at the NFC East standings. Cowboys winners this afternoon, beating the Ravens, so they remain atop at 9-1, followed by your 7-3 Giants. Redskins play tonight. They're 5-3-1, and the Eagles are 5-4, and from last I had it, they're currently losing 2 the Seattle Seahawks by the score of 6-0. But right now, let's go down here with Paul Dottino, hear what he has to say with Jonathan Casillas.
Okay, guys, and co-captain Jonathan Casillas, obviously one of the leaders in this locker room. And, you know, leadership is needed when times get tough. And, oh, boy, the agita is really flowing during this five-game winning streak. You guys are going nail-biters every single week, it seems, but you're pulling them out, and you have to feel very proud about that.
Oh, for sure. You know, coming out today and, you know, responding from basically being down a couple scores in the first half, you know, coming out and having a second half like that, you know, it's tremendous.
When they had the lead going on early and they were getting some things running, and I guess the first three drives they scored. Mm-hmm. So now what is going on in the huddle? What goes on at halftime for you guys to make those adjustments, whether they were schematic or maybe they were just verbal and mental?
Well, you know, the number one priority this week was to stop the run. I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but that running back is a good back.
Yeah, Howard's good.
Nobody really knows about him. He's a rookie. You know, Chicago's not doing that well record-wise. And Ezekiel Elliott's getting all the press coverage for the rookie running backs, you know. But that dude's a good running back. So we knew we had to do it, and we didn't do it in the first half. You know, he was able to, you know, get some seams on us, you know, cut it back. And, you know, it exposed us a little bit, you know, in our run fits. And I say exposed because some people were out of gaps. You know, I mean, I had to look at the film a little more to give you a little more detail. But, you know, in the second half, we knew we had to stop the run. And if we stopped the run, which we did, you know, they'll have some problems.
All right, now I have to ask you this because a lot of the fans were saying, okay, Bears, Cleveland, easy wins, trap games, and all that other stuff. You heard it all during the week from the media. Do you think there was anything to that psychologically at the beginning of the game when you guys weren't as sharp as you wanted to be?
There's always something like that, you know, when you have a game like this. You know, we're rolling and they're not really rolling. We're at home. You know, they're coming on the road. And, you know, they came in ready. You know, they hit us in the mouth early in the game. And, you know, that speaks a lot to us, though. We have a tremendous character on both sides of the ball where, you know, we responded. And, I mean, the D-line took over the game in the second yeah. half in the run game and the pass game. How about JPP? Took over. It took over.
He was a ferocious, ferocious guy out there. Final question.
Yep.
End of the game, defense again. We talked about it, locking it down. The offense wants to run out the clock. They want to be the last guys on the field. But are you guys, like, itching to get back out there again, or do you want to see them get it down to zero?
Well, I'm a Jersey guy, you know, and I grew up in this neighborhood, so I know what Giants football is about, and Giants football is about defense. That's what it's about. So we're always eager to get back out there and play. We are, you know, and no matter where we take the field at, you know, no matter if it's short field or, you know, big play, turnover for offense, whatever it is, we're ready and we're going to get a stop, you know, hands down. And if they got to kick a field goal, we're going to block it too.
Not bad. That's a heck of an attitude from a guy who is a co-captain of the New York Football Giants. Jonathan Casillas, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Back to you guys.
All right, Jonathan Casillas, all pumped up. What do you say we take a look at the remaining schedule, guys, and see what's going on? Now, if this week, as they were talking, was a trap game, what is next week, a sinkhole game? Because that is the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I don't know, but either way, you got to take care of business, and you see that schedule, and really, I don't even want to say next week is easy, but from the rest of the schedule, that is not easy. But as Coach McAdoo and as all coaches have to say, you can't worry about getting help. You got to go take care of your own business, fellas.
Steelers beat the Browns today 24-9, so that now that's actually a preview for the upcoming games, but the next 2 weeks. But having said that, we all know about the Browns. We all know where they're at right now as a franchise. But I'll never forget in 2008 playing there on Monday Night Football in a game that we were supposed to win.
Yeah,
we got drummed 35-14. So you can't look at this game lightly. They need to get ready and prepared, just like they're playing their best opponent, not only to continue to gain confidence, but to get a huge win for the following week to play in a tough atmosphere, Pittsburgh.
Oh, wait a minute. You just mentioned something, so let me ask you guys. Do you remember games where you legitimately took it for granted and you were trapped?
Absolutely. I remember we went down to Washington. I think it was in 1998, and they were 0-7, and we went down there thinking it was just another win. They ended up beating us and then going on and going 8-8 and winning seven of our last eight games. So this is a game you don't want your opposing team to get right against you, because they could change their entire – I mean, they're not going to get right, they're the Cleveland Browns, but they could win a couple games and just make it interesting, a little bit interesting for them, but kill – the Giants season. If they lose this game or the game next week, could absolutely get them out of the playoffs.
And I think that's something that I look at as a player. You look at the team you're going to play. You play the best you can. You prepare the best you can. Like David and Imani both know, it's more preparation in the meeting room. But you got to look. The only thing you look beyond is what's going to happen if we lose this game.
Exactly. Okay?
And if I looked in that schedule when it came up and I saw three division games still left on this schedule, I know this team is hot and running, but you got to look at what's beyond and being able to get to the playoffs because it's going to be hard to catch the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, David, you heard Jonathan Casillas say they're rolling right now, and I do get that they're on a five-game winning streak. But as you said, this team hasn't been in harmony one game for offense and defense, so really – you don't have a right to be trapped. You haven't played well enough to be trapped.
They haven't. They haven't put a complete game together in all three phases, and that's where you will build confidence here in the second half of this football season, continuing to stack wins. But you look at the way that you play. You know if you've played your best football and what you can do potentially, but potential needs to hit production, and that's what they need to do. And going back to what you were saying, the most dangerous animal is a wounded animal. And teams like the Cleveland Browns will be saying to yourself, we're not going to the playoffs, but we're going to do whatever we can to knock you out so that you have a rough weekend.
Well, and that's exactly what would happen if they lose the Cleveland Browns next week. So this is a game that I hated playing against teams where I look on film and they don't scare me.
Yes.
Because if you look at Cleveland, see them get beat by 24 to last week to this week, this past game to the Steelers. That's not going to scare you at all. That's why, you know, you really have to focus in and almost do extra work on these games just to make sure that you're mentally ready for
a game that you ordinarily do. Think the extra work comes from the leadership in that locker room at the guys,
coaching
at the veterans, the coaches, you know, not looking past your opponent and just understanding how important that these games are going from the rest of the season. We all know going into November, end of November and into December, these are the games you've got to win to be able to position yourself for a good seed in the playoff. Not just in the playoffs. You want to get a good seed.
Not to mention what's Thursday, Thanksgiving. The schedule is going to be different.
Yeah, good
You're
point.
Going to be in a different routine. So you're really going to have to focus on football and make sure that even with the holidays, even with your family, you're zoned in into the game plan, into the playbook, and make this a normal week like you would make it any week.
Well, one thing we do know, and you guys have heard it your entire careers when you played, coaches always say, you want to win, you want to get to playoffs, you got to play winning football in November.
Yes.
Rookie head coach, Ben McAdoo, 7-3, they haven't lost in November.
They haven't lost in November, and they're going to have more games like today in terms of when their running game is taking over. Not they didn't take over as well as you would like them to take over, but they did, took a big step forward. But you got to make sure that you're going to have a couple of these games like this in this type of weather conditions.
All right. Well, anyway, folks, that's a wrap on today. For Imani Tuma, Jeff Fiegels, David Deal, I'm Russ Salzberg. Thanks for watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Mercedes-Benz right here for you on MSG. We will see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your families.